Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker with you on Bet Sweats, Monday, November 30th. And we do have Monday Night Football going on between the Seahawks and the Eagles. Seahawks are favored by 6.5, a total of 49. Two of the three of us on the show, including Eli Hershkovich, are going to have plays for Monday Night Football. So around this time every day, we give out our lightning bets. Ross, why don't you start us off? You cover the Eagles on a regular basis. What are you thinking as far as this game? Again, Seattle, this thing's up to 6.5 on Monday morning, total of 49. What do you like? Anything with player props, sides, or total?
Yeah, total just went down to 48.5 because they know what I'm thinking, which is that's too high. This feels, Joe, I said it earlier, like a 27-17 type game for me. Eagles defense has not been terrible. Eagles defense has been solid, okay, for most of the year. The offense, though, has really struggled. And I think a lot of people don't realize the Seahawks defense has actually been pretty good 3 out of the last 4 games. And I expect them to play well again tonight against the Eagles. No matter how much Jalen Hurts plays, I don't think he's going to come in and light it up. I don't see the Eagles getting more than, 20, 24 points max. I don't think Seattle's going to hit 30, so I like the under 48.5. I don't think it gets there.
Even a number like 27-17, which you projected there, like, I think that's kind of high scoring, but you have the Seattle defense, so people think that they're going to give up a boatload of yards, even though the Eagles haven't done anything offensively. Jalen Hurts, the rushing yards prop for him is set at 23.5. A lot of chatter about him getting more time under center tonight. What would you do with 23.5 rushing yards, if anything?
I would go over. Well, I don't know.
Over.
Okay. I wouldn't bet it.
You wouldn't touch it?
I just think there's too much unknown. How much are they going to really use him? The fact that it's leaked out makes me think that they're not going to really use him that much.
Okay, so Ross is on the under 48.5 at the moment. Been 49 throughout the morning. Eli Hershkovich, why don't you go next? No, you know what? Since I'm doing NFL, I'll go next here. So I mentioned with the Seattle secondary, I'm looking to the receivers on Philadelphia. Rager and Fulgham, the reception set at 3.5. All these guys, it's in the mid to upper 40s. But, Ross, we talked about Fulgham. He's getting the target still 7-8, but only one catch each of the last 2 weeks. So I can't go with Fulgham there. Can't quite do that. I'm looking at Goddard. He's out there 100% of the time, and he's got the lowest on the receiving yards between Rager, Fulgham, and Goddard. It's 44.5. So my lightning bet is going to be Goddard over 44.5. Eagles in catch-up mode. They're gonna go to him a bunch. So I'll go over 44.5 for Goddard. Ross with the under. Eli Hershkovich, what is your lightning bet for tonight?
Yeah, no NFL. Ross, it's time to realize that I will not be betting NFL games, except for Fridays. It's all college basketball.
I don't want you picking NFL for the Bet Sweats audience. We want you doing college basketball.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm pumped, man. I watched, I don't know how much, it was probably a combined, 28 hours of college basketball the last 3 or 4 days. It's a lot of college basketball. I got to get
so
caught
hard.
Up.
It is so hard.
It's a hard life. Oh, yeah. It was a hard life, and yes, it was very hard, too.
You're
Ross, why is that
really
upsetting?
Tough time. You're going to have a really tough time finding a wife. Really
Ross,
tough time.
Ross, like, everybody is tweeting about the NFL, watching Red Zone, talking about all the action, and Eli's tweeting names I've never heard. He's getting no interactions. Like, he's just
yes, I was.
World. Oh,
I was
yeah,
getting
I
interactions.
You get, don't offend you with the interactions. How many? What kind of interactions were you getting?
Like 50, 60s. It was there. 50, the interactions were there. Like likes.
You were not.
Yeah, I was. On some tweets, it wasn't like every tweet wasn't 50 or 60, but it was there.
Okay, sure. I'll go check on that. Go ahead. What's your lightning bet?
Anyways, yeah, so I'm taking Alabama. This line, I've seen a lot of projections Like, it's been down. I think a lot of the projections in terms of models had this thing at a pick between Stanford and Alabama. It was up to 2.5 earlier this morning. Now back down to 1.5. I would expect this thing to settle at 2. That's where I got it at. But obviously, if you could find the Bama lane, the 1.5 right now, that's the play. So Alabama's played a game. They beat Jacksonville State pretty handily on Thursday. Stanford hasn't played a game yet this season. And that's kind of the thing I've been targeting so far in college basketball. A team not playing a game, especially with a star freshman like Zaire Williams. And Alabama has a lockdown defender in Herb Jones. And Bama didn't shoot well at all in that first game from three against Jacksonville State. First game of the season, obviously. So you got to work out your offense, especially with the new point guard in Javon Quinterly. But Stanford's best perimeter defender from last year, best defender overall, and Terry is gone. So I would expect Alabama to shoot better, number one, just because of regression and because of the three-point shooting that this team has, and also because Stanford's perimeter defense is lacking from last season losing Terry. So I think this line's a little bit short. I don't think the market has caught up on to how good Alabama's going to be this season. So I think laying 1.5, 2 is a fine play with the Tide.
So you're going to add later, aren't you? Anytime you talk about possibly adding a second game, inevitably, there's an ad. There's a Eli tweet adding, colon, this game.
Yeah, I want to. Like, I kind of want to take Indiana, but Providence is a good team. I think Nate Watson, their big, can handle Trace Jackson Davis, who's one of the best players in college basketball. Texas Davidson. Hey, Ross, shut the fuck up.
Don't Ross that wants to kill himself. Ross, put the razor blade away.
Yeah, please put the scissors and the razor blade away for our audience. Texas Davidson is interesting.
Do you know it's November? NFL Monday night football game tonight. I'll talk to you Wednesday, Eli. I'll talk to you Wednesday.
Okay? When the market hasn't caught up to a team, to college basketball overall, this is the time to make your money. And non-conference play, at least, before we in conference play is coming up for mid-majors.
Hey,
anyways,
Eli, I got your back. I will bet these. I'm not going to watch them, but I'm going to bet them just because you told me to bet them. So, Ross, as the under tonight, I'm on Goddard over receiving Alabama, maybe Indiana later on, but his official lightning bet is Indiana. That's it. That's all we got for Monday. Ross, I'll talk to you Wednesday, all right?
See ya.